Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the 57th episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about Festa, Butter's second number one on the Hot 100, problematic media, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army.
I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose. So, Roseanne, how are you doing this week?
I've been good. Low-key took kind of like a little mini semi kind of not really break from social media.
I love that description.
I say kind of because it's Festa, so I still go on, see what's up, but right. Like, you don't really see me like posting. I would maybe retweet here and there, but I'm just kind of, you know, I'm enjoying Festa on my own time and stuff, just because I don't want, you know, problematic stuff to get to me, but, you know, we're going to get to that in a bit. Like, I came out of my break for something problematic, but we're going to get into that for a bit. But how about you, Jose? How's your summer?
It's going well. You know, the main priority right now is my mom, and she's feeling better and better each day. Yes. So that's always something that has me smiling. Of That's course, BTS good. Has me smiling with Festa as well. But I'm enjoying my summer break, you know, not having to worry too much about school. I did have some meetings with like my advisors and stuff just to make sure I'm on the right track with my degree and stuff like that. But nothing worrisome, nothing to be like, oh my God, I'm not doing like the right classes, I'm not taking the right class or anything like that. It's just a little checkup and stuff. But yeah, it's pretty chill, like you said. And then the one thing that kind of, it didn't bring us down, but it got our fire fueled up again to like support Butter even more was something that happened recently. And then we'll be talking about it.
We'll talk about that too. We're going to drop some opinions later on. But it's kind of funny, Jose. You're like, I've been chill. You know, nothing to worry about. I'm like, legit, Jose. I'm exposing him. He forgot what day it was today.
Yeah.
He was going to leave me hanging to not record the podcast because he thought it was another day.
Y'all, I thought it was another day. Like, literally, I was like, what? I got a text from Roseanne. I was like, oh my God, I forgot that we were recording.
That's how chill he is. He's not even keeping track of the days anymore.
Yeah.
That is so funny.
Hey. But you've done it before too, so let's not get it twisted.
Let's be real. Let's be real. My days have been always messed up, so
not us coming for our each other's necks right now. Like, we're like, you did it too, you did it too.
Yeah, I know you did it, I did it too. We even. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. But as of right now, we're currently in the middle, legit in the middle of Festa.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, so man, we're already halfway through, Jose. This is like, man, time flies. But okay. But so far, you know, we've gotten a couple of things already. We've gotten the opening, the BTS profiles, the choreography videos, which I thought was real cute. I'm like missing more, but we also got a solo song from our president Kim Namjoon, which we'll talk about too. Well, I feel like I'm missing something. There was more things that dropped. Oh, yes, the game. Oh, my God. Ah, sorry, I clapped.
Yeah, it was the Mission BTS 4 Cuts. I believe that's what it was called.
With the photo studio booth.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's so interesting because I really liked this concept. Last year, you know, was the karaoke machine. Now they built them a whole, like, photo booth studio kind of thing. That was really interesting. I was able to, like, react to it, but I put it on my Patreon. I just, because just, you know how there's no Run? So it kind of reminded me of Run in a way.
Yeah, because basically it was. It was, like, literally a mission, and that's what they were doing. So it's kind of like a alternative to BTS Run. Or Run BTS. Why did I keep saying BTS Run? That's their song, not
You know what?
Run
I'm BTS. Guilty. Jose, if you go to my Patreon, I've been labeling everything BTS Run since episode one. And I'm like, you know what? Forget it. I'm not going to, like, correct it. It's BTS Run for me.
If you're like, damn, Roseanne's reacting to the Run MV for, like, the 50th time.
Like, I'm too... I can't go back now. I gotta stick with it.
So, you're like, let me go with it. I mean, we're already here. Like, let's do it.
It's okay. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Okay, Run BTS. BTS Run. Okay. First of all, when you know, Loki, when we saw the word bicycle on the Festa schedule, we kind of had a hint that it would be RM.
Did you? I honestly did. I think so. I was like, I said it in I did a little explanation video for Festa, you know, for people who don't know and what's going on and what kind of content to expect on each day. Mm-hmm. When I went to bicycle, when I got to that day, I was like, the one thing that I immediately thought about was Namjoon. And so because we only got the name bicycle, I was like, this has to be an original song. They always give us at least one original song. And the same thing happened with Still With You, which was last year during Festa and JK. So I was like, I think this is gonna be the original song. And for some reason, I was like, well, not for some reason, for many reasons. We got a lot of footage, a lot of photos and stuff, a lot of interviews where he talks about it. But I was like, I immediately thought about Namjoon. And hey, we weren't wrong, because we got a solo song from Namjoon. Does it not sound like it could belong to Mono?
Right, even the writing. Yes. If y'all saw the, you know, what's that called? The little cover for this song on the bottom right.
It's, yeah.
He writes it, but it looks just like the Mono. Like, it's like, is this a hint for Mono playlist part two?
Exactly. Oh my God. I love Mono so much. Let's talk about that. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's talk about that.
Listen, because that would be like a whole episode talking about Mono. Because that's how much I love that. I was about to say mixtape, but he calls it playlist. Yeah. I love that playlist.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, I listened to it and I was like, oh my God, it's so calming. It's so chill, relaxed. And I was like, it's so cool that, like, he can make a song about a bicycle, but also use it in a way that's like not about a bicycle. You know what I mean? Because it's very much about enjoy the moment, like be free. You know, the lyrics talk about being free, having fun. Basically, having fun, loving what you do, like being free and open. And for somebody, it could be riding a bicycle. For somebody, it could be anything else. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be that. But because he loves to do that, it made sense. You know, it perfectly makes sense. Yeah.
That's very true. And I just love how, you know, we already knew kind of how much RM loves riding his bicycle. He talks about it like when he can.
Yeah.
But I don't remember. There was a screenshot, though. Was it Yoongi saying that, like, or was it RM himself saying that he would one day write a song about bicycle?
I think it was Namjoon. Yeah. I think it was Namjoon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's how weird it is. But through the lyrics, you could really feel, like, you know, and understand him a bit more about his passion for riding bicycles. I've ridden bicycles before, but I'm, like, not as connected to it as how he is. He sees it as a way to feel free. Like, he says, you know, if you're sad, ride a bike. That's how what a bicycle means to him. So it just made me feel a lot more closer to Namjoon, and I guess like understanding him more about his passion and how he feels about it. So
definitely. And I also think he said he wrote that in the blog where it's where the link to the blog where it, he originally posted it, it says there's the lyrics, and then underneath that there's like a long letter, I believe, and it's like him talking about the song, and I believe he says there that like he wrote the song while riding the bicycle. So I don't know if you saw that on Twitter, and people were like, "Oh my God, be careful! I'm being writing a song while you're riding a bicycle." I believe it though, because a lot of people can ride bicycles with no hands. I can't. I have to have both hands on the what's it called, the handles.
yeah, that's, you know what, that's dangerous. I do have a story about that. Why I stopped riding bicycles. Sorry, y'all. I was talking about like. beautiful song about feeling free, and if you're sad, ride a bicycle. And I'm over here like, y'all, the bicycle hurt me.
Roseanne's just trying to tell y'all, do it safely. Sorry, do it safely.
But I really do enjoy riding a bike. I do ride it like here and there, but rarely. But Jose, I was like trying to check. You know how you mentioned that RM was riding with no hands. He did say though he made the song while riding the bicycle, but maybe he was just like humming it. Or you know how sometimes they record melodies on their phones?
That's true. That's true. It doesn't have to be like literally like pen on paper.
Could you imagine he's biking and then he's writing on paper? That's multitasking. Hey,
he probably can if you think about it. Hey, let's give it up to him. He probably did do it. You know what I mean?
Oh my gosh. So far, you know, up to now as of recording, that's what we've gotten. But right. We also got some news, okay? This is like linked to tea later on that I want to talk about. We kind of talked about it in the last episode, actually. Like what's going on with the industry and Spotify. But like I believed in ARMYs. We're very organized, coordinated. We got this shiz. But
delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
It was finally announced, Jose, for the Hot 100 of this week,
yes.
Y'all. BTS's Butter got number one during its Broken English. Hello. Second.
You got it, girl. You got it.
For the second week, two consecutive weeks in a row. Y'all, remember we were just talking about how hard this is to obtain as well. Like, correct me if I'm wrong, because I do remember Dynamite was like the 22nd or 23rd song to obtain two consecutive weeks. So does this make Butter what, 23 or 24?
Oh, I don't know the correct number, but I do know that it ties Dynamite for like the consecutive second week at number one. And what a lot of people are posting on Twitter is that let's go hard for week three, because that would break that. You know, it would break Dynamite, the tie that we have with Dynamite right now. Obviously, we want that. Even if Dynamite didn't have the 2 weeks, we would still want to keep going with Butter for more weeks, because we're still going up against the Western music industry and these giant labels and marketing tactics that are, you know, getting numbers. And we are still trying to get Butter to stay on the number one spot. And I truly believe we can do it. We still have some days. By the time you guys are listening to this, I think we'll only have some hours, because we always release on the day of the last day of tracking week.
Yeah.
But by the time you're listening to this, hopefully we have more of an idea of where it's still in the running, hopefully. If not, keep pushing, guys. Streaming, buying on the BTS store, the Butter store, and iTunes if you can. Because we got this. We got more remixes that we can help out with as well. Right. So hopefully we can help out and prove these haters wrong.
Right.
For another week. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But, you know, tying all of this in, we're going to get a little bit serious now. I think I'm ready to spill some tea. Kind of like, you know, I even missed out on, like, the drama that also went on behind this. Because, you know, there was an amazing Forbes article that was written by Brian Rowley, which I knew about, but I didn't know as to why exactly it was written in the first place. I was able to read the article, but then I, like, mm-hmm. in my head, it was just not really clicking. But it was because of this guy, the guy that we're going to be talking about. I call him the guy.
Right.
I don't want to, you know, give him more attention.
Yeah, we don't want to give no free promo.
No free promo over here. But were you around when, like, that guy originally dropped his article, so-called article?
Yeah. I saw when the first, because it was kind of like, it wasn't trending, like, it wasn't like a hashtag or anything like that. But I was seeing it a lot on my timeline. I was seeing talks about, you know, the talks about fans, you know, being like a BTS pretty much like manipulating the charts and like the fans manipulating the charts and the word manipulation and talking about like this isn't right. They are ruining the charts. The BTS army is ruining the charts and all this negativity. And so once I found out, like, honestly, that media outlet, I don't even think it has popularity. Because it's I may have seen it like once before or something like that, the article where I saw it first. And so once people started, you know, talking about it, it gained traction and people were responding saying like, yo, this is like not cool, like, let's turn this into like more fuel to buy and stream, because, you know, it's another person trying to discredit BTS and ARMY and all the work that we put in to, you know, have BTS and support BTS and support Butter and all their music. And then Brian was the one who released the Forbes article talking about, you know, BTS aren't the ones who ruined the charts. They were already broken. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's how he titled it, which hits it the nail on the head, because it's like, that's literally it, y'all.
Yeah.
BTS are just playing the game that was already established, and they're playing it better, and they're winning. And because it's not somebody that's in the Western market, if you want, quote unquote, like, they are a foreign act, somebody who is Korean, somebody who's not white, somebody who's not singing English the whole time, their discography is not all English, you know, people are threatened. They don't want to accept change. They don't want it to go to somebody that's not American or from America. And so it's like, come on, y'all. Like, we can see right through them. And then today, the same person, I don't even want to say journalist, the same person mm-hmm. that wrote that article talked more about it, stating that it honestly, I don't know how a lot of people were saying it was an attempted apology. I was like, I don't even see this as an apology, because once you apologize, it's just an apology, but you don't, there's no buts.
Yeah, there's a lot of buts.
You don't say, I'm sorry, but it's like, if you're sorry, you're sorry, and you just own up to it. You did a bad job. You wrote a bad article. You are being biased. You are not being fair. And so this person was pretty much saying, I believe in this. I just shouldn't have wrote it. And that was it. Yeah. But it wasn't like, because he regretted what he said. He's still backing up. He just pretty much said, I'm sorry for writing it. Exactly. And it's kind of like, you're not sorry for what you said. You're just like, I just shouldn't have wrote it, because now you got all this backlash because you know it's true. And pretty much now I'm owning the name. I'm a manipulating ARMY. Let's manipulate the charts, if they want to call it that. Let's manipulate, because that's what we do best. Let's go robot ARMY.
I know, right? Like, we've been called names before, like bots and all this stuff. Like, we always kind of embrace that and kind of joke on ourselves as well. Like, we say, right. I'm a bot. But like, it's just crazy because, you know, we've had a lot of, like, media kind of always target BTS and ARMY. And it's crazy because they always try to make it seem like, I don't know, like, we're manipulating. Which is crazy because the way that they're trying to compare, like, labels, manipulating charts, buying payola to actual fans who do purchase the songs, and they call that manipulation.
Preach.
Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. I think I tweeted out like a thing like, oh my god, like, fans are buying music of an artist they support. Oh my gosh, BTS is selling you music instead of like bundles. Like, oh my god, that's such a crime. I don't know how authentic ways to support an artist is looked at as manipulation. Like, yeah, we may be buying it in bold, we're organized, but we're still genuinely buying music with our own money because we are fans who support their music. Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Like,
exactly. Oh my god, I tweeted the same. I was like, all these other artists selling furniture, grocery,
groceries, ice cream. No, there was ice cream in there. Okay.
Yeah, tickets to a theme park, hats, accessory, literally anything but their music. And then, oh, and the music goes along with it. And then they get the number one and everybody's like, yay, celebration, party, congratulations. BTS actually sells the music. ARMY is buying the music, literally buying the songs, the music, album, single, whatever you want. It's being released at that time. And is manipulation.
Yo.
I'm like, what? It's so clear. It is so clear that when it's BTS, it's wrong. It's like, it's always okay. But when it comes with BTS, it's like, no, it's not okay. You know what I mean? And we've always gone up against them.
That exactly. And you know what's crazy is that, okay, it's whatever they do, if it comes to vinyls, cassettes, remixes, that is still all music, y'all. Like, it I understand how Big Hit knows that whatever they release, we're going to buy it, but they keep it to where it's still music. So we're supporting their music. But like, it's just crazy because while this is going on, like, why isn't he talking? If he wants to talk about manipulation, why is he not talking about, remember the other singer that we talked about recently in our last episode? Why is he not talking about that singer? Because that is an obvious, you know, that's a industry plant right there.
Yeah. Yeah, he had to call out BTS and BTS only. Like, that was his goal. That was it. Like, BTS are wrong and all these other people are right, even though we can totally see that they're not winning by just buying music. And BTS are. They're the ones who are, even though they're calling it wrong and mass buying and all this other wordage and whatever the phrases they want to use, they're doing it right. They're selling the music, and that's what the chart is counting. So the fact that you're wrong because we're right, it just shows that you're just being, how do you, what did you say, prejudice, discrimination, like biased? It's so crazy to me. And honestly, we're just winning. Like, that's the thing. They just keep winning. The timing was perfect, though, because when he wrote that, it was like early in the morning. And then Billboard announced the charts, and we were like, oh my God, karma is an ARMY, y'all.
We stay winning. The tweet, because he wrote the article a couple days back, but he recently tweeted this morning. I'll just like quote the first sentence, because already, y'all, the first sentence does not make any sense to me. But he said, quote, "The difference between BTS is that it's the fans doing the manipulation, not the labels." So y'all, already that's like what everyone is quoting. Like, oh y'all, God. Can you read that again, like, to yourself and ask yourself if that makes any sense? But we stay winning because we got number one on Billboard with Butter.
Exactly.
So I was like, yeah. But it's kind of funny because also in his article, he did mention, like, quote, like, if you look at the charts, then you're going to get a completely distorted idea of how popular BTS actually are. Now, he likes to quote, like, the difference between the number of, like, streams and sales versus, like, I don't know, radio play. But it's obvious. The reason why other people are getting more radio play is payola, like, the industry plans. Of course, it's not going to reflect, like, they should be getting, that's the problem. BTS should be getting the radio play they deserve. But they're not. Right. And so, like, I don't know. It's just so weird to be living in this bubble or in this world. Like, you feel like BTS is the so-called industry plant, or the fans are, they're the ones that are, you know, manipulating everything, when, like, they have this, all these other artists that they're just, like, keeping a blind eye to. It's just kind of.
Yeah, like, to him and to people who think like him, it's, like, deals, behind the scenes shady stuff going on with streaming sites, and all of that is correct. That's the way to do it. That's what should be done. That's the way to go. It's been going on for years, so you got to keep doing it. That's the way to play the game. But when it comes to just buying, straight up buying music without help of anybody else, literally it's the fans that are doing it. Fans are donating money. Even that, people are mad that armies are donating money so that other armies who don't have money can buy the single. Yeah. And people are mad because of that. And it's like, what?
You know what always gets me, Jose, is like, because I made like a little fundraising video, right? And they're like, well, yeah, why don't y'all donate to charity? I'm like, yo, we're already donating to charity. We're donating to like hundreds of charities at the same time that is going on. That's the thing. Like, we could do whatever with our money. We choose to do charity. Mm-hmm. We choose to help BTS. So it's like, why not? It's our money. Y'all say do charity. Yeah. We already doing that. So I don't know what else y'all want to say.
We got that covered as well. What are y'all doing? Yeah, hating.
What are y'all doing?
If y'all spent the amount of time, and we say it all every year, every comeback, multiple times of the year. If y'all spent this amount of energy, time, money, let me not say money because they're not spending it. If y'all spend this amount of time and energy on your favorites, y'all would not even have anything to say because y'all be focused on your faves, buying their music, supporting them, and then talking about how they did something and not how BTS did something, when you should be not caring if supposedly you don't like them. You shouldn't even worry about what BTS have going on. I also hate the term mass buying because it's like, what if I bought 4 copies of one song? That's literally the transaction. I bought the song. I bought the music. Is that supposed to be a drag? Mass buying? Is that supposed to be offensive?
Yeah.
I don't get how that's a negative term. If you want to say mass buying means the fans buying the music, then I'll take it because that's what's going on. But fans are buying the music.
We're buying the music. Oh, that's
yeah.
That's a problem.
Like, what else you got? What else is
that
going on?
That is a problem. When fans support their artists by buying music, ooh, that's a problem. See, that's another thing too. Like, I hate how people also say like, oh, BTS is just popular because of their fans, blah blah blah. Like, they, number one, BTS, you know, deserves all of the achievements and stuff they've achieved throughout the years. They literally, this fandom has grown throughout, BTS worked for 8 years to get this far, okay? 8 years of growing this fan base, making music for us, doing what they love. Like, we didn't just like pop out of nowhere. Like, people they gained fans for a reason. I guess that's what I'm trying to say.
And if they want to go with that, the competition was like, for me, that was more of an overnight success because I never heard of that. No hate to that artist. I don't want to come out like I'm hating on other artists and stuff like that, because I don't know how much that other person has to do with all the shady stuff that's going on. But if they did, then that's on them, whatever. But they have their fans, great. But that person literally came out, what, last year, maybe this year? I never even heard of that person.
I think this is their debut album, honestly, I think.
Exactly. And they're talking about BTS like if they just was an overnight success when it's been 8 years. Dynamite was their first number one song, and that came out late last year, y'all.
Their seventh
year. That was in August of 2020. 7 years into their career. This was no overnight sensation. They worked hard. BTS Army grew with them. The reason why BTS is so big is because of their talent. If they didn't have the music, the talent, the hits, the talent tree, the personality, they wouldn't have Army. Why do they think Army created BTS? No, BTS, because of their work and hard work and dedication and passion and overall message, is what has Army so passionate to support them. I don't get it. It's crazy.
And that's why they have this many fans who are dedicated, and that's why they deserve to be popular, okay? Like, I hate it when they just say, oh, they're just popular, as if like, I don't know. It's just weird. Because the guy also mentioned that that's not what's popular right now, is because the fans are making it popular. I'm like, they're popular because they have millions and millions of fans, but they didn't. I don't know where I'm going with this, but y'all.
No, I totally understand what you're saying. Like even that sentence, they're only popular because of their fans. What? Like, every artist has their fans, and if they have more fans than the other, okay, but How is that something that's like bad that they're popular? Because if you want to, let's say if that was like factual, let's say if that was a true fact, it was written on paper, scientifically proven that BTS are popular because of the fans. Isn't that what's supposed to happen? Isn't the fans supposed to support the artist? And if they have a lot of fans and they sell a lot of records, if they sell a lot of tickets, worldwide stadiums, they have a lot of support, they're going to be popular. Isn't that what happened with Britney, Beyonce, these great Michael Jackson? Like, they had a lot of fans and that's why they're huge icons, legends of music. Like, where's the connection, honey? Because I'm trying to find what drag you're trying to pull off, because I don't see it. I don't see it at all.
I don't see it at all. But, you know, good luck to these other singers and stuff like that, or artists, because, you know, another thing that I love to brag about, I'm sure our other armies love to brag about too, is that we sell out stadiums in minutes, y'all.
Yep.
And that's like every artist's dream is to sell out stadiums, okay? And if that doesn't already show you enough that, you know what's wrong with the music industry? They're not welcoming BTS. They're already popular everywhere. It's just that they're not being accepted.
I always love that a lot of armies have ready a reply when somebody says, like, robots and stuff, bots. The bots are here again. Bots. And then they put a video of, like, the stadium filled with armies. It's like, we bots over here are still buying, and you can literally see it's packed. I always love those type of responses.
Same. So that's why, you know, I love it. The guy, whatever, the writer, came out and he was all like, you know, he didn't realize, you know, the community and stuff like that, like how armies are. And I'm like, then you shouldn't have made that article to begin with. You could tell it wasn't very well researched. It was just all opinions, not even facts. You're just making up all these things. And, you know, a lot of these so-called journalists and media people are doing that. You just need to. Actually, sometimes I wonder if they get paid too. Just putting that out there. I know some people have connected guy to something else. Someone else.
Oh, really? Oh, well, see, I wouldn't doubt it. I feel like a lot of people might be like, why are you giving them attention? Because the moment they talk badly, we're gonna, you know, give them the attention or the clicks and stuff like that. But I also think it's okay to call out people when they're wrong, when they're just being completely biased, when they're supposed to be unbiased when it comes to journalism. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, it's kind of like, well, if they do that, if they're like willing to sell themselves out, it's kind of like, well, that's their career down the drain, because now they have a bad reputation, because we know about them. We know not to trust whatever article comes out of them. So now that media outlet is like, oh, we done effed up now. Like, we shouldn't have paid this guy to do something that we thought we were going to get a lot of clicks. But it was a, what do you say, a reverse Uno card on y'all. Reverse, okay.
Yeah, because you know how armies are. Like, we really support articles that are well written. We really push for that. We will click on those articles. Like, if there's articles that we read that's not good, like, we screenshot, we tell people, don't click on, don't give them the clicks and stuff.
Don't click on it, exactly.
We're not afraid to correct them, and, you know, we're not afraid to stand up for BTS and ARMY. And they should have known that.
And we do it because they only have us. At the end of the day, we've seen that BTS only have ARMY. Like, literally, we are the ones fighting against these giants. And the fact that we're winning, ARMY, pat yourself on the back, because literally, it's us against everybody else. And right now, we're winning, and we will stay winning.
Yeah, we stay winning. Well done, ARMY. Y'all are amazing. But we got this. Let's go for our number three. I think it's possible.
So. Yes, me too. So that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram, also at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to tune in for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. Have an amazing week.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Roseanne. Bye, ARMY.
Yeah. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Young Hoseok, Park Jimin.